Watch, House Republican Group Hits Democrats Over Baby Formula Shortage and Ad. By Jacob Bliss on May 24, 2022. The National Republican Congressional Committee, NRCC, hit the Biden administration and House Democrats over their incompetent leadership in a new ad targeting parents over the nationwide baby formula shortage. The House Republican campaign arm launched the five-figure ad campaign to target President Joe Biden and the House Democrats for their incompetent leadership that's led to a nationwide baby formula shortage. While you hear a baby crying in the background of the campaign ad, the screen shows the nationwide baby formula shortage is getting worse. Mothers can't feed their babies. But Joe Biden and House Democrats have failed to fix the crisis. It's outrageous that Democrats managed the supply chain so poorly that there is a nationwide baby formula shortage, NRCC Communications Director Michael McAdams said in a statement. Democrats are too incompetent to govern. Watch. The NRCC attacked the Biden administration as the baby formula shortage continues to be visible throughout the country, with near-empty shelves lining grocery stores where the baby formula used to be nationwide. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre earlier this month said that the administration was informed of the problem in February and is focusing on it. "This is something President Biden is focusing on very acutely. And again, I said 24/7 we've been working on this since we have learned about this back in February," Jean-Pierre said during a daily briefing. After four infants were hospitalized and bacterial infections may have contributed to the death in two patients, according to the FDA, Abbott issued a recall of their baby formula product in February. Since then, Abbott Nutrition reached an agreement with the Food and Drug Administration, FDA, on a plan to restart production at their Sturgis, Michigan plant. But, as Breitbart News noted on Monday, any relief for families across the country could be several weeks away. The plant could reopen in as soon as 2 weeks, but even once production starts, it could be another 6 to 8 weeks before that product hits store shelves, News Channel 3 also said. Breitbart News compiled footage showing the near-empty shelves where baby formula used to be on display from Oklahoma, Florida, Louisiana, New Jersey, Virginia, New Hampshire, and Missouri. Watch. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at jbliss@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter @JacobBliss.